Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
It's time to salute your sports on KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU.FM.
Hello, world, and welcome back to another fantastic edition of Salute Your Sports. As always, I am Matthew Terry here by my side once again. Chris Mitchell, co-host.
What did you say by yourself?
What?
By yourself.
By my side.
I know you threw me for a loop there.
Yeah, but I'm not by myself. I have you guys with me.
That's right. Unfortunately for you.
James Stanley behind the board once again. We've got a full Salute Your Sports crew for what is unfortunately the last Salute Your Sports of the semester and the calendar school year. Exactly the mood going on about the Salute Your Sports, but we're not going to let that get us down, James. We're not going to let that get us down, Chris.
No, sir.
No, but wait, there's more.
There's more.
There's more.
There's more. What is there more of?
Well, there's no more on.
Ha ha. It's also the last time that Matthew Terry will be the host of Salute Your Sports.
Yeah.
Like ever. Not just this semester, ever.
I mean, yes, unfortunately, this is my last episode of Salute Your Sports because in...
And it's your last time on air as part of KCOU.
That is also true.
How do you feel right now?
It's a bittersweet moment because I just want to go out there and deliver and give the folks one last just awful show that really we've been known for throughout this semester and throughout this year. But at the same time, I'm really happy that I've been able to do this for the last 4 years and that I won't pretty much just disparage the airwaves by bringing this program on any longer.
That's fair.
Wait, bringing this program? Well, then this program's coming back in the fall.
Yeah, but I won't be.
Don't jinx this.
You won't be the harbinger of chaos this time. It'll just be you.
Yeah,
me,
I think this is a miracle. The first time we've had a show, or the first time there has been a show that I've been on for more than a year, or for a year that I've been like a regular feature participant of and host on that hasn't like died immediately.
Amazing.
Well, I mean, check that. Our show application approval's yet not been completed yet.
Ah.
We've not gotten approval of it yet.
I think you will because I don't see why this show wouldn't be approved to go back on the air.
And
again.
You know, if it comes back on the air, that'll be 10 years, a decade. This show will be on for a decade.
And holy
10 years.
That's pretty bananas.
Soon enough, this show's going to hit puberty.
Wow. The show's going to be old as me.
Yeah.
I'm 12 years old.
I'll just keep taking victory laps. So keep it going.
That's
you do that, James.
Just keep it going.
Yes. So after this show, Zach Berman, who we've had on the show, I think once, maybe twice.
I think so. Once for a Sports Saturday.
Okay, we had him on for a regular Wednesday edition during that stretch where James missed, I don't know, 10 shows or something like that. But Zach Berman has been on. The show is in good hands with him coming on for next year, albeit slightly, what's the word I'm looking for? Just like frantic hands of can't stay on topic. Not that we do, but somehow even less. So if you're tuning in next year to Salute Your Sports, expecting a Mizzou sports show, might want to hold your breath.
It's going to go off on tangents, basically.
Oh, yes.
But
a lot of bits.
Zach Berman is one heck of a sports talk guy, so we're very happy to bring him on.
Yes, I am. The show is in very good, capable hands with him coming on to replace me. And then they have to do the work of trying to find someone to replace the wonderful James Stanley behind the board at some point.
That's true.
Chris, you're a junior, though.
That's true.
So that's true.
Maybe we'll become the Zach Berman show. Maybe 10 years will be enough. Which, by the way, I'm trying to calculate this. I may have this wrong. It may only be 9 years because the first show was in September 2010.
Interesting.
So
then,
that would put us
in. Next year will be the 10th year.
It's 9 years, but it's kind of weird. It's like the baseball thing. You know how like it's off by 1 year because you count the first year?
Yeah.
So I believe it's 9 years, but technically it's 10 seasons. That makes sense because it's our 20th season.
It'll be the 10th year of Salute Your Sports.
Yes.
So,
but it's not that technically, it's not a decade per se.
It's not
from
the 10 year, it's the end of the decade.
Yep.
We're good at numbers.
So,
here.
Yes.
I was thinking about that like 5 minutes ago, just like, you know, my head always wanders whenever I'm behind the boards here.
All right, so we've got a fun show planned for you right now. We're going to talk some Mizzou baseball, of course, because they've actually been playing well. They have a big series coming up this weekend and another big. They have one last home series coming up, not this weekend, but next when they take on Florida. Steve Beazer, I know, wants to get a lot of people out for that game. It's a big series that could potentially clinch Mizzou's spot in a regional, which is just bonkers to me, considering where we thought this team would be going into the year.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Not just the appeal. We just didn't think this team had it in order to make the tournament. But right now, they're not only projected to make a regional, but be a two seed out of the four potential, or out of the 16 possible regionals, because the baseball tournament works a little bit different from the basketball. You're split into 16 regions of four. So a two seed is basically the equivalent of being like a 5 through an 8 seed in the NCAA tournament, which I think is about right for this Mizzou team.
Oh, they're pulling a St. Louis Blues. Beginning of the year, did not think they're going to make it that far. What? They started out the year 4 or 5 games below 500? At least.
They started off on a really
rough
note.
It's like 2-7, right?
They started off, they were 2-4 at one point.
2-4.
2-4 at one point. As bad as and those losses came to two to North Florida, one to Northeastern, and one to Rhode Island.
Well, and baseball's just one of those weird sports that, you know, on any given day, I'm not saying that a high school team could beat an MLB team, but,
yeah,
you know, any given day with the skill level, all depends on what kind of day the pitcher's
going
to
have. The skill level is relatively even, like, on the same level. Then, yeah, anything happened. That's why you play 162 games, because, like, you play 162 games, even the worst of the teams, even like the Orioles and the Marlins this year, they're going to probably win 50.
They're going to go 162-0, right?
Yeah, of course. But
that's confirmed.
Anyways, Mizzou this past weekend had a big road series win. Actually, their first road series SEC win so far this year, coming this past weekend when they went to Rocky Top, as you all, I'm sure, listened to on KCOU. We sent a crew out there to Tennessee to cover that game. Mizzou went off to a rough start to that one. Went down 11-5 on the Friday game, in a game where they started off ahead 5-1, and then it just all collapsed from there. And from there on Saturday, Mizzou winning that one 6-2 in a game went astray by a rain delay. And then a game on Sunday where Mizzou started out down 7-0 in the first two innings. Came back, scored 7 in the third, went down again, and ended up getting a 2-run home run from Paul Gomez, his second of the day, to lead the Tigers to a 10-8 victory. A series win against a ranked opponent. This pushes their conference record to 12-11-1. Pushes their away record to an even 10-10-1. And this Mizzou team, they just keep defying our expectations.
Which also, not to mention, since we did not have a show last week, when Mizzou hosted South Carolina in that sweep, Steve Beazer became the fastest Mizzou head coach to reach 100 wins.
That's true.
Yeah, that did happen.
So I think that that's something to note as well. It's not that Steve Beazer's successful. He's turning this program around very quickly.
Do we personally underrate Steve Beazer?
I feel like...
Because his style, I mean...
We make fun of his style a lot.
Yeah, we make fun of his style of play, and like the style of most Mizzou teams since he's been on, I believe this is his third year, has not been an enjoyable style to watch.
Small ball, and he platoons his leadoff hitters.
Yeah,
small ball. Does not have a true leadoff hitter.
Platoons the leadoff hitters, lots of bunts, lots of just quick pitch and changes.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, I don't think...
Yeah, no, I'm not advocating for him to change it.
Here's the thing. I don't think the Steve Beazer style of play, though, is going to win a... you know, College World Series, or even send Mizzou to the College World Series.
That's true, but I mean, let's say Mizzou gets to Omaha, which I'm not saying they're going to do this year. I would be very, very surprised if Mizzou made it to Omaha this year. But Omaha is a place where you got to win small ball. You don't
hit... That's very true.
You hit home runs in the new stadium.
Well, you also have to have very dominant pitching, which I know that we're...
Mizzou
this is
had.
A huge hypothetical, but yeah, TJ Sikkema would be a good slot for that.
Yeah, Mizzou has had this year, and then they really had it until LaPlante went down and the rotation got thrown away. Like, Jacob Cantleberry had a great start to the year. He's cooled off immensely over these past few games, but Sikkema's been great. Sikkema pitched on Saturday and Sunday due to the rain delay and got the save on Sunday even.
Which also is another thing that you and I pointed out during the LSU series. Steve Beazer has put his rotation as a mismatch.
Yeah.
Usually you throw your best guy on Friday nights, but he's been switching that to Saturday.
Yeah, and Tennessee did the same thing. They threw their ace on Sunday this past weekend, and it looked like it was going to work out, and then Mizzou shelled him in the third inning. But the entire, like, mentality of college baseball in the past few years has changed that way, at least from what I've noticed, that more teams are doing the mismatch. More teams aren't throwing their best guys on Friday. And it can obviously work because you get this thing of, my guy, we're going to win our game with our guy. You're going to win your game with yours. And whoever splits the wild card, we go after. But I just, it's interesting to see to me. That's like change in mentality.
Yeah, it feels a lot like college baseball is sort of like that. I guess like that experimental grounds to like try that sort of stuff. Because this is like, that's like a level of stuff that you would like never see in like professional level or at least in like, I don't know, single, double, triple A, things of that nature.
Yes, so, James?
Sounds like someone was wrestling a candy wrapper.
Oh, I think it's probably my chair. Is that a chair?
I think it was on mic.
Rocking back and forth?
I just turned off mic three. I think there's a ghost in here that's ruffling some candy wrappers.
Ooh. Oh. Hmm.
Out here sneaking on some peppermint.
He's what are some old candy bars that don't exist anymore?
$1 million. You would know that more than us.
I guess
you're the resident historian.
He's unwrapping $1 million bar.
Friend of the show, $1 million bars.
Friend of the
show. Hit that button.
Friend of the show, Queso, you studio,
hey,
I guess.
After today, you'll be a friend of the show.
True. Oh,
that hurts. that would hurt.
Hey, I have a proclamation that we make every May 8th, Matthew Terry Day.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
I'm not going to say anything.
An official KCOU proclamation.
All right. I'm not going to say anything for or against that.
Okay. We spoke it into existence, so it's here now.
Okay.
You can't do anything about it.
Yeah, but so, no, I can hit the dump button and it won't exist then.
It'd be a very big waste of a dump button, and I'm pretty sure it's past time for the dump button at this point. It's been longer than 7 seconds.
Well, thank goodness I've never had to use it with you being on the show or Chris.
You want me to change that?
No.
Please?
I've only had to use it twice.
Give him the one.
Once when I was producing and one of the broadcasters said something, and then and that was like 2 or 3 years ago. Then the other time was when Luke Johns was on the show.
Shocking.
Well, not this show, but on
now that's
Coast
a name,
to Coast.
That's a name drop.
That's a blast from the past.
Oh, yeah. I remember having to use the dumb button once during one of my shows, and it was, I believe it was Ross Weber during Three Count. Which, I mean, of course, out of all my shows, that would be the one with the dumb button.
And I'm not saying I'm not surprised with this Ross Weber. I'm just not surprised it's on Three Count.
I know, right? Because
Chop Three Count.
Wouldn't have been an overtime laugh, tell you that much.
That's a lot of dead shows in Matthew Terry's wake. That's really impressive.
Those are all my shows that I have single-handedly just grabbed by the neck. And just throttled until they were no longer on the air.
Well, you know,
and I'm upset that I couldn't continue my trend with this one.
Well, I would say the difference with this show, which I'm not saying the other shows are bad. You're the lifeblood of this show.
Thank you, James.
I mean, in all honesty, Chris and I are going to have some trouble next year. I mean, Zach Berman will be here, but it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I mean, our first few shows were rough. Our first few shows when we were trying, because this has been my first time really hosting a show. Like Three Count, I just sat in while Zach hosted. And Overtime Live, I don't count that because I try to block that out of my memory. Not even my Overtime Live, Kyle Norris's Overtime Live. We're just name dropping all over the place today.
That's right.
Here on Salute Your Sports. It's a big name drop day. If any day for a name drop, it would be this day.
It's a season finale. Why not just drop all the names?
Yeah, exactly.
Do all the callbacks for all the old-timey listeners.
Yeah,
all the
exactly.
Easter eggs. Just let them fly.
So if there'd be ever a time to name drop, it would be today. But even on Kyle Norris's Overtime Live, I was just an annoying co-host. I was wondering what you were pulling up over there.
The old theme song.
Oh, believe me, I know. Believe me, this song is great.
Yeah. Yeah, this was the old theme song.
This was the entrance music to Overtime Live. We have touched a nerve with Chris Mitchell right now.
This really dates Chris, because I guess Overtime Live was gone by his freshman year.
Yeah, it really does.
Oh, my God.
Even my version.
That's really funny.
Even my version of Overtime Live was gone by the... My version of Overtime Live was gone the second semester I hosted, and I think we had like 2 episodes.
I remember being a wide-eyed freshman and coming in here and being like, wow, I could be on an A-Stream show on Overtime Live.
I know. I was like that, too. So I was on there 8 times second semester just to purely annoy Kyle Norris.
Man, name dropping all over the place.
Oh, there's no better thing to do, James. There's no better way to go out than with name dropping. Well, Mizzou baseball, big series this weekend at No. 2 Vanderbilt. Not expecting much from the Tigers of this series. Despite how well they played over recent weeks, it's still Vanderbilt. We saw what happened when the Tigers went to Athens. They got swept. It's not that big of a deal. You're expected to get swept. If you can get one game from this series, I call it a success.
Yeah, that's really just like my pro tip for Mizzou. But just don't get swept. If you don't get swept, you're good. that's like all you need. That's like the only barrier you need to hop. Which, I mean, they could take like a Sunday game, I guess.
Has Mizzou ever beat Vanderbilt in a series?
Ooh. Didn't they beat them last year at a Taylor Stadium?
I think they did play upset to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, because I was thinking with LSU, and well, on the other hand, Mizzou plays Vanderbilt every year.
Yeah.
It's not like, it's not like with LSU only playing them every other year.
Mizzou baseball, not the only Diamond team playing this weekend. Softball, big weekend. They had the SEC tournament coming up. And what's been a very good year for the Tigers on the softball diamond, 32-22, 12-12 in conference. This was a team projected to finish last. This was a team that missed the tournament, the SEC tournament last year by finishing last in the SEC. They finish, I believe, 7th in the standings this year. I don't have them up off the top of my head. But a fantastic year for Larissa Anderson and her girls.
Oh, and it's her first year, too. It's a pretty good turnaround for them, especially all the turmoil they had from losing early wine.
Yep.
I was thinking that, I mean, I understand that there was a lot of stuff going on behind closed doors, if you will, with him, you know, yelling at players and all that stuff. But I don't know, I was a little concerned at first when they let him go before all that was released. But, you know, how could you get someone who's been that successful with Mizzou softball? How could you get a good replacement? And Larissa Anderson's proven to be a pretty good fit.
Yeah, it's really one of those, I suppose, like, I don't know, like rags riches type thing where it's like you start at the bottom, you sort of like make a way up top. Granted, like 7th in the SEC isn't like the top per se, but it's definitely
solid in the middle.
Oh, yeah, solid in the middle. It's definitely like, you know, not where I guess a lot of fans expected to be after, you know, canning their old, like really good softball coach. So shout out to Larissa Anderson for, you know, sort of like getting them back up there into like the conversation for like good SEC softball teams.
Yeah, and Mizzou was scheduled to play at 3 p.m. today against Auburn. This tournament is in College Station, Texas, and that game has not started because there have been tornadoes.
That's right.
In College Station.
Spring, baby.
The SEC tournament's already going on right now?
Yeah, yes. Well, technically, no.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be.
In theory, yes. On paper. Oh,
what is it, the goal?
In theory, yes. In practice, no.
Absolutely not.
So, yes, the SEC tournament should be going on right now. It might be with Florida, South Carolina. I don't have that up. It might be going on right now. But the one people around here care about, Mizzou softball, is not going on right now. They're set to take on Auburn whenever that game starts, then take on the winner of that game. We'll face Tennessee tomorrow, in theory, at 1:30 p.m. So, a good year for Mizzou softball, for Mizzou baseball. They still have two series left, a series against Vanderbilt and a series against Florida. And this Mizzou baseball team, they could clinch their spot in the tournament, which is just astounding to me going into the year.
Yeah, I'm like,
what's the famous line by Vin Scully, in a year that's so improbable, the impossible just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Beazer is one heck of a coach.
He really
honestly,
is.
Yeah.
Despite how much we rag on Steve Beazer, he's gotten the Tigers to successfully bunt their way to Omaha. Or at least bunt.
Well, it also depends on the appeal, too, at that point, right?
That's true. I mean, the appeal will probably, it'll probably take into effect next year, looking at it. Because I don't see it getting done before June, when the tournament starts. And if Mizzou's already in the tournament, I can't see them being deemed ineligible in the middle of the tournament.
I
don't know how that would work. I'm not going to pretend like I do.
Disqualified like on Saturday?
I don't think the NCAA knows how it would work either.
Yeah. Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
No, let's just instead give props to Larissa Anderson and Steve Beazer, who have both Mizzou Diamond programs going on well. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to change it up a little bit. We're doing or not after this, James Stanley, Chris Mitchell, because Chris has something planned for this final segment.
That's right.
That I'm going to let him host. So, coming up after the break, or nah, stay tuned, folks. This is the final Salute Your Sports of the semester. So don't go away, because we got a lot more coming.
Saturday in Columbia is KCOU Sports Saturday. Tune in right here on KCOU 88.1 FM Columbia for all-day sports talk starting at 9 a.m. Cap off your Sports Saturday with coverage of Mizzou football from the student voice of the Missouri Tigers. Don't Don't just Saturday, KCOU Sports Saturday.
Hey you, you like sports? If you answered yes, make sure to tune in each and every Friday to listen to Mid-Missouri's premier sports talk show, The Hot Corner. From 8 to 9 a.m., tune in on KCOU 88.1 FM or KCOU.FM.
Every Thursday morning at 8 a.m., KCOU 88.1 FM is the place to be. Make the most of your morning commute by tuning into The Cast, the Colton Anderson Sports Talk with me, Colton Anderson. Together with my partner in crime, David Coons, we break down the weekend sports with original angles and opinions you won't find anywhere else. There's no other place to be on Thursday mornings than The Cast, the Colton Anderson Sports Talk with David Coons on KCOU.FM, KCOU on the TuneIn app, and of course, 88.1 FM, KCOU Columbia.
Looking to up your style with the changing season? Need a quick costume rental or just want to give some dope old clothes a new life? Check out Mod Vintage downtown for the best trend vintage around. We'll also pay cash for your retro wares if they no longer spark joy. Just go on down to Mod V at 818 East Broadway because life's too short to be basic.
Hi, I'm Chris Mitchell. You know, that one guy from The One Show. Don't you hate it when you're listening to the radio and not once do you hear anyone talk about video games for extended periods of time? Introducing Quarter Circle Backward, a solo show dedicated to the sports that you like and the video games that I like. Catch me, myself, and I every Friday from 11 to midnight to hear me chop it up about things like Street Fighter tournaments, the NFL draft, Red Dead Redemption, and hoops!
Hack has it, his jumper is short.
Oh, and now a fight breaks out between Kobe Bryant and Chris Childs.
Chris Childs punched him twice.
What could possibly go wrong?
For Salute Your Sports this semester.
And for Matthew Terry.
Yes, sir.
In his college radio career.
Yep. Well, yeah, college radio career, technically. Because shameless self-promotion right here. I will be hosting Sports Wire on KTGR on Saturday.
Go ahead and flex on him.
8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
You can't tell the listeners what to do.
I'm not saying what to do.
I am. Go do it. Go listen to our friend Matthew Terry.
I'm just saying what I'm going to be doing. And just throwing it out there. It'll be myself and Garrett Jones. So KCOU is taking over the big airwaves.
That's a dynamic duo.
I know. We've got lots of former KCOU guys running around KTGR. It's fun to see.
That's pretty good.
And we're just keeping the pipeline flowing.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in the pipeline.
Yeah, me too.
Just tell Ben Wilson I'm looking for a job, so.
All right. Well, I'll tell the people that are actually in charge of hiring. like we mentioned, it would not be the last Salute Your Sports of the semester. It would not be my last Salute Your Sports if I didn't get to host Orna and really just irritate James with an Orna that he doesn't want to do. And unfortunately, I don't have one of those because I actually wanted to be nice to James for this last show. So this is, you ready, boys?
Yeah.
Mizzou football first round draft picks.
Oh, okay.
Yes or no?
Here we go.
Well, okay.
So James, this or not is my apology for all of the wrestling or nas, the soccer or nas, really just the stupid things I've forced us to do.
Civil War battlefields.
I forced us to do on the air. And this is my olive branch, because we can't let loose ends be tied up. Or we can't.
Oh, I don't have any hard feelings toward you. Are you kidding me? This is part of the moniker of the show.
Oh, good. Well, I also knew you did it, and I just wanted to play it off like there was. So thanks for ruining that, James. But
thanks for destroying the bit.
That is the point of the show. It's cringy.
That's right. Oh, man. That was really cringy.
Called the Michael Scott Hour.
It's not, that's cringy.
Hit that cringe button.
All right. For those that don't know how this game works, I have a list of people that either fit in or do not fit into this category. James and Chris just have to tell me yes or not to the question. Simple? Well, just listen to these two struggle. It's always fun. All right. So, like I mentioned, Mizzou first-round draft picks or nah. Who wants to start?
I guess I'll start.
All right. Chris.
Yeah?
Shane Ray, first-round draft pick.
I'm going to say yes.
Correct. 2015, drafted by the Denver Broncos. Chris, up 1-0.
I was very distraught during that draft.
I have 7 rounds of this, just so you guys know. James, Dorial Green Beckham.
No.
Correct. Same draft, 2015. Also, or he was in the second round, pick 8th pick in the second round.
Yeah, by
the Tennessee Titans.
Oklahoma Sooner. Yes, he was in Oklahoma at the time, right?
Yep. I don't even think he played a game for Oklahoma.
Probably not.
No, he did not.
No. Chris.
Yeah?
We're going to stick with the wide receivers on this one. We're going a little bit further than this. We're going with Jeremy Maclin. Was he a first-round pick?
No.
Yes, he was. Picked by the Eagles. First round in the 2009 draft. Christmas is the first one of the day.
Okay. I thought you guys picked him like the second or third round.
No, he left early.
Okay.
James. Coney Ealy.
Coney Ealy. Coney Ealy. Second rounder.
Correct. Second rounder, 2014. James up 2-1. James' laptop got unplugged.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when everybody steals the dongles, so we can't plug in properly. Improvising.
Yes. All right. Chris. Mitch Morse, former offensive lineman.
No. He got picked in the third round with the 61st pick from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Second round, but yeah.
Second. I thought he was a third rounder.
61st pick is the second round.
I got
the question wrong now. I'm kidding.
Oh, well.
But anyways, James, Justin Smith.
Justin Smith.
Justin Smith.
I'm going to go with nah.
Justin Smith is actually the highest one of these. I believe he's picked off. He's picked first round by the Bengals in 2001, fourth overall.
What? Okay.
Whoa.
Wow, that's kind of... Well, he ended up on San Francisco.
Yeah.
For a long time. Then he and Alden Smith played together.
Yep. Chris, we're going to go a little bit back in time for your next one.
Okie dokie.
We got Kellen Winslow.
Ooh. Oh, I knew that one was coming.
No.
Yes, he was. Picked in the first round by the Chargers in 1979. James, Chris tied up at 2 apiece after 4 rounds.
Time and score.
And there are 3 left. I accidentally have one more person than I thought I did. So I have an odd number. So that means I can just improvise. Ooh, fun.
You can just go off the cuff.
Yeah.
It's like jazz.
James, we're going to stick with the tight ends. We're going to go with Chase Kaufman.
Yes.
No, third round by the Bengals in 2009.
Bengals, man. I like those Tigers.
All right.
It's like,
No, that was a laugh.
Thanks. Oh,
we're tied. We are tied up at 2 apiece.
No, don't you dare answer that.
With 2 rounds to go for both of you.
Okay.
So, Chris, yours is Howard Richards. And I will give you this. He was an offensive tackle in the 80s.
Okay.
In the 1981 draft.
Yes.
Isn't that Cam Thomas's uncle?
Is it?
I think it is.
Friend of the show, Cam Thomas. Hey.
All right. I just randomly picked that name out of a Wikipedia document.
Yeah. Howard Richards. Yeah. That's his uncle. And he's the color voice for Mike Kelly.
All right. Whoa. Well, there you go. Howard Richards, first round pick.
Give James some points for that, too. Don't actually do that.
All right. James, Junior Wren,
No.
Picked in the 1952 draft by the Cleveland Browns.
No.
Correct. He was drafted in the 24th round. And was not a first-round pick.
You know how I figured that out? Because Mizzou football did not get really good until the 60s when Devant... Well, I guess Dan Devine was there in the late 50s, but that the heyday was in the 60s.
All right, I lied beforehand. Now I have two rounds for each of you left.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks.
Hey, now you know how it feels to get distracted.
I'm not distracted. I just apparently can't... I just have a giant list of things that I miscounted.
That's fair.
All right.
I'm also not good at numbers.
Chris.
Yeah?
Justin Britt.
No.
Picked in the second round by the Seahawks in 2014. Chris jumps out to a 4-3 lead with three to go. James, A.J. Ofadile. He is currently on the coaching staff, father of Alex Ofadile, who was a wide receiver for the team last year.
I'm going to go with no.
Fifth round by the Buffalo Bills in 1994. One left for each of you. Chris, Joe Moore. A running back, 1971 draft.
Yeah.
Correct, first round.
Ooh.
James, you need...
Dawson Downing, or I mean Ken Downing.
James...
Or Chase Daniel, one of those two.
You need this to tie. James Stanley for the tie.
Oh, no.
Paul Chrisman.
Who?
Paul Chrisman, quarterback. Quarterback, 1945, drafted by the Chicago Cardinals.
No.
He was drafted in the second round, pick 11. So, that means we have a tie. And I was complaining about this earlier. That
one time we need it.
That my tiebreaker questions never get asked. Because James and Chris never tie when they do this. So, since Chris went first, I'm going to allow James to answer the question first. And then Chris to give his answer afterwards. So, this is how many first-round picks has Mizzou had in total? So, James, you give your answer. Chris will get to choose his answer. Whoever's closer goes on.
I think it's 13.
Chris?
I'm going to go 14.
It's 20.
Oh, no.
So, Chris Mitchell is your final or not winner.
You know what? It was 13 going back to, like, 2007, I'm sure. That's where I remember seeing that number.
Something like that.
Okay. That's fair.
But, anyways, congrats, Chris Mitchell. Do you have any words you want to say?
So I crunched the numbers on every single like or not from like this like past like two semesters, and I figured out that there is a grand champion of or not this year. So I figured that required a belt.
What?
That's right.
Chris Mitchell
Matthew Terry
is picking up a plastic bag and raising the table.
You won the or not title belt for this year. Don't bring it back. You can keep it.
Well. For those, because we obviously can't see over radio, this is a wrestling title belt. It is not any certain belt. It is the old WCW big gold title belt, the NWO edition. The New World Order spray painted on the front.
Did you spray paint that, Chris?
No.
Nope. This is an actual thing in the 90s.
That's right. I figured it was like just like on brand enough for the kind of like slapdash like schlocky like Salute Your Sports type aesthetic. So congratulations. That's yours.
Thank you, Chris Mitchell.
Welcome, pal.
I will cherish it until the end of time. From us to
you, enjoy another wrestling belt.
That's just what I needed. More wrestling stuff. More wrestling stuff, more soccer stuff. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, Chris Mitchell has something else planned, apparently, so I'm going to give the microphone to him after this. You're listening to Salute Your Sports, final episode of the semester here on KCOU 88.1 FM.
Mizzou Softball and Baseball on KCOU is brought to you by B&B Bagel. B&B Bagel offers some of the best breakfast in Columbia and is conveniently located a few minutes off campus at 124 East Nifong Boulevard. For their hours and more information, visit their website, bbbagel.com, or call them at 573-442-5857. For updates on their hours and specials, follow them on Facebook and Twitter as well. KCOU would like to thank B&B Bagel for their continued support of KCOU Sports and Student Radio.
This is your boy Rubik's. I got a message for all y'all out there. You can find yourself with nothing to do from noon to 2 on Monday. Tune into my show, The Lounge at Lunch with Danny Bing. We got the freshest music and the hottest takes only on KCOU 88.1 FM or KCOU.FM.
Last time I seen him was at the store in the spice aisle looking salty. I stepped out with some cold.
A delicious power breakfast. Great way to start the day.
I'm Brandon Anthony.
And I'm Keegan Hartman.
Make sure to tune in every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. to listen to me.
And me on our new show, Breakfast of Champions.
Here on KCOU Sports, KCOU 88.1 FM.
Welcome back. 4:36 here on KCOU 88.1 FM.
It's currently 25 degrees and cloudy.
I'm Matthew Terry. Of course, James Stanley, Chris Mitchell alongside me for the last Salute Your Sports of the semester. And Chris Mitchell said he had something to do and something that he wanted. And so I will give the microphone over to Chris Mitchell for this next segment. So, Chris, take it away.
That's right. We kind of touched on this a little bit at the start of the show, but this is Matthew Terry's last episode of Salute Your Sports, his last big KCOU sports thing as a college student. He will be leaving us and graduating soon. So with that in mind, I was feeling a little bit nostalgic, a little bit sentimental. So I figured we could take this time to sort of, you know, talk it up about Matthew Terry and have him sort of like reflect on like the ups, the downs, all that jazz about his time here at KCOU. So I figured I'd let the fellow that's going away kick it off. So Matt, how was your experience here at KCOU?
Experience at KCOU was fantastic, to say the least, in that there have been so many just great people that I've met, so many great memories I've had, and lots of experience that I will surely take with me to the next level of whatever I do, whether that's future in radio or something else. So I've loved all 4 years I've had here at KCOU, met a ton of great people, and it's changed my life for the better.
Remember the first time we went on air together?
Was this a double play?
No. Did you come on as a guest there?
I did come on as a guest on double play one time.
I don't remember that one. I'm talking about, well, I guess the very first time you and I did like a baseball broadcast together. William Woods a couple years ago.
Oh, yep. So James and I did William Woods baseball our sophomore year. So about 2 years ago at this point. Yep. And I remember, there are two things I remember the most from that game. Because one, wasn't that a doubleheader?
Yes, it was.
That we had to do? The first game, the first time we got there, this was either of our first times doing this. And we were walking up, we walked up the spiral stairs to the press box. And James and I get there, and it's just basically just a wooden box like any other, like, score room.
Well, the press box itself is basically like two tough sheds built on top of each other.
Yeah, pretty much. It's an NAIA press box. It's nothing fancy, and there's just a long bench, like, right in front of the window with chairs on it. And James and I saw just this girl sitting there in one of the stools, so we both, like, didn't think much of her. Like, okay, she must be with a team or something. And this was, like, mid-February, early March, something like that. And James asks her, do you guys have a space heater around anywhere? Because it's cold. And she replies with, I don't speak English.
she was the cousin, or is it the sister?
I thought it was the sister.
Of Danny Paradis-Giroux.
Danny Paradis-Giroux, one of the pitchers on the team. But wow. The best part was that...
Oh, and he's from Canada.
Yeah, from, like, Montreal, Ontario.
It was either Quebec or Montreal.
Yeah, Quebec,
Montreal.
That's what I'm looking for. But the best part is when the SID came up, Travis, afterwards, and after she left with, like, Danny, Travis, the SID, just looks over to me and James goes, do you know who that was? And we're like, no, we thought you knew who it was. So the three of us just sat there the most confused possible until we found out who it eventually was. And the second thing I remember from that game was the umpire sticking his hands down the back of my shirt.
Oh, my shirt, too.
Yeah. Of like, guys, see how cold my hands are. And then he, like, legitimately shoved his hands down the back of my shirt and gave me a cold for the next day. It was the worst. I was so uncomfortable. I almost did not want to come back strictly because of that.
That's fair.
I remember texting you the next day, and you're like, I'm sick. I'm like, why?
Because that umpire stuck his cold hands down my shirt.
I can't remember his name. It was something James. They had the same last. Was it Bill James or something like that? I don't remember.
Probably was not Bill James, the father of sabermetrics.
I can't remember his name. Well, that was the other screwy thing is that umpiring crew was from Tennessee, and they got assigned there. Could you imagine having to drive that whole distance for just for NAIA baseball?
Oh, awful.
I don't think Freed Hardeman was there. I can't remember who it was. It was some out-of-state team that William Woods was playing that weekend.
Freed Hardeman sounds right.
It was the team wearing red. It might have been Lyon College. Because I thought it was really weird, because Freed Hardeman is from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And the umpires were not from the same area.
That's right.
So it might have been Lyon College.
But something like that. We know a lot about AMC baseball here on
Sports. Where Josh Neighbors likes to make fun of us.
Yep, it's fair. So, yeah.
Just getting that out there.
Yeah, that was the first experience with me and James on air, and we graduated up to this, pretty much.
I don't think we've called nothing else together besides that.
The LSU, the one LSU game.
Oh, LSU baseball, that's right.
And we did a high school football together. We did one game.
That's right.
Because there was the fight, the coaches came down from the press box to fight the other coaches.
It was
Raytown in battle.
Yep, that's right.
Hey, shot Raytown.
Like.
Shot to Raytown.
Raytown High School, not Raytown South, Raytown High.
Yeah. But the Blue Jays, they stormed down out of the press box for like this big brawl in the middle of the field.
And then the next week, they played St. John Vianney and lost that one, I think. Or they lose by one or something like that. Were you even there for that?
I was only there for the one Raytown game. For whatever reason, you and I were like, we need to get on the air, do a game together. Who knows? So that's how that happened.
Oh, man, those were the days back when I worked with CPS.
Oh, yeah, great times.
I still have that on my resume, even though it doesn't really do much for me.
Yeah.
That's fair, I suppose. Let's see. Well, I guess Matt Terry was at, like, the ground level for a lot of firsts for me, actually. I think I called my first baseball game with Matt Terry.
Yeah. Who was that? UMBC.
Yeah.
Last UMBC. Year.
Yeah.
In March.
Yeah. And
Andrew Weiss was producing that game.
Yeah, he was. I think that was
shout out to Weiss.
Yeah, I think that was the only time I ever worked with Andrew Weiss, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, that was like a really fun experience. A lot of it was like me, you know, trying to like get myself like, you know, situated with that sort of like format. Because that was like my first time broadcasting like baseball like ever. Same with basketball, actually. And for
you had your first game with Matthew Terry as well.
Yeah,
there, didn't you?
Like actual like SEC conference basketball.
Played Alabama.
Yeah, which is like one of the weirder games I've ever like seen of like college basketball.
That was not a good game.
Yeah, it was like really ugly, really dumb. It kind of like fell off the rails a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Came in and produced that one for
you. That's right. We had the Salute Your Sports basketball broadcast, basically.
And Salute Your Sports baseball for one point.
That was true for LSU.
LSU series.
That was a really fun series, too.
Been a very Salute Your Sports year.
Yeah, it was.
For our broadcasts.
Yeah, but, like, I guess what I'm, like, trying to say is, like, I was, like, super, like, rusty, like, trying to get, like, you know, at least, like, somewhat good at broadcasting, like, basketball and baseball. And how I was able to like sort of like ease into that a lot of that was Matthew Terry. Because he's like a very like, you know, like a easygoing like kind of guy to work with. Especially because he like knows so much. He's like way more prepared for stuff than like I am. And like way more like, I guess like, you know, experienced, better at that stuff.
I've also had done this for two years more than you have.
That is true. So it was really easy to sort of like bounce off of and work with and sort of like, I don't know, get more like relaxed, like behind the mic. So
it's all part of the Missouri method, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Got it. Love the Missouri School of Journalism.
Yeah, and all that stuff. Especially like yeah, and like doing a show too. Like I was pretty like nervous for like.
This has been a fun year, especially since first time I've hosted a show, and I've been able to grow thanks to you guys.
Yeah,
being there to bounce ideas off of and to like keep me prepared when things don't always go your way because I have you two just basically just firing me off topic so like so often and really just throwing any curveball you can in my direction.
Yeah, and especially, you know, like getting content where, you know, content may not be there, especially on like, you know, snow days and things like that.
Oh, snow day.
Oh, remember the snow day call-in show?
You said, Chris, we were going to open up the phone lines of this show. You said that on Twitter because I know James didn't.
I've been watching them. They're not lighting up. Nobody wants to say bye.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
Well, it's too bad.
Unfortunately.
Maybe I can get DJ Megasig to say goodbye to you.
That's fun.
He's all been playing, like, you know, like, So Long, Farewell, Goodbye songs. That's been, like, the theme today, if y'all didn't notice.
Yeah, seriously. Do you have any Any final thoughts before we go into a statement? James insisted we do statement of the week of this week, so we will finish the show with that coming up after a short break. Any last, any end of the segment you want, Chris?
I'm going to miss you, Matt Terry.
Going to miss you guys, too. very Terry Orna, or very Terry Salute Your Sports.
Yeah.
Jimmy's gone. False.
Yeah, I can easily say, like, you two are, like, some of, like, the closest friends I got here at KCOU. And a lot of that I do to the show, broadcasting, and then just, like, generally, like, being around the station and being cool. So
it's always good to see you two especially and everyone else when walking into the KCOU studios. It's really helped the transition from, especially someone coming from out of state, where I think only one other person from my high school came here. So being around KCOU has really helped that.
I do have some things to say, but I'm saving that for statements of the week. So
okay, go for it. Sure. So we will waste time, and by waste time, I mean go to break. You're listening to Salute Your Sports. We got statement of the week coming up with our closing thoughts on the semester. You're listening to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM.
In the hall and the bells in the steeple too, and up in the nursery, an absurd little bird is popping out to say cuckoo,
cuckoo.
Regretfully, they tell us, but firmly, they compel us to say goodbye to you. So long, farewell, our readers, saying goodnight.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
FM Columbia and KCOU.FM.
Hey you like sports? If you answered yes, make sure to tune in each and every Friday to listen to Mid-Missouri's premier sports talk show, The Hot Corner. From 8 to 9 a.m., tune in on KCOU 88.1 FM or KCOU.FM.
I'm jumping in with my clothes off.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The 2018 NFL Draft is now officially open.
Tune into Undrafted for the best sports talk of the week.
Catch Parker Reem.
I'm an above-average Packers fan, but the Bills are a very bad team. They are utter trash.
And Turner Klingenmeier.
Definitely draft stock up. I'm going with coffee tables. But that Bears defense.
Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. only on KCOU 88.1 FM.
KCOU would like to thank B&B Bagel for their support. Located at 124 East Nifong Boulevard, B&B Bagel offers affordable made-from-scratch bagels, sandwiches, pastries, and more. Need an event catered? Call B&B Bagel today and they will take care of you and your event. For more information, visit their website, bbbagel.com, or find them on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, B&B Bagel, for your support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM and KCOU Sports, the student voice of the Missouri Tigers.
Welcome back. Salute Your Sports here. Final 5 minutes here on KCOU 88.1 FM for the semester and for the school year. It's been a good journey. It's been a long run for at least this year. We will be back next semester. Well, these two will be back next semester. And the last thing we're going to do here on Salute Your Sports this school year is give a statement of the week. So Chris Mitchell, as always, started off over to James Stanley, and I will wrap things up. Okay. You guys ready? There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So my statement is a shout out to every like Uber, Lyft, rideshare app sort of like driver who is on strike today. I was sort of been a thing that's been playing for like the past like couple of weeks in order to sort of like get them to like, I don't know, fight for better pay, higher wages, because it's kind of tricky being part of sort of like the gig economy type deal. So.
Well, is this also just in Colombia or is this nationwide?
No, it's like a nationwide.
Yeah, nationwide.
Thing.
Well, because also in Colombia, there's Uber drivers that are upset about because there's a very vague law about what is called a moment, because it says you're allowed to stop for a moment on the street to pick somebody up, and Colombia police officers are still ticketing people.
Yeah.
No, they're ticketing Uber drivers specifically for pausing on Broadway to pick up pedestrians, not pedestrians, but, you know, riders.
Yeah, I think that's probably, like, part of it, too. But at, like, the end of the day, it's one of those things just, like, shout out to them for, you know, trying to, like, fight for, you know, like, a better, like, way to, like, make a living. Shout out to everyone who, like, did not take an Uber or a Lyft or, like, a rideshare today. Used a cab, used a carpool, didn't cross the picket line. I always, like, support that. And hopefully things turn out well for them because I don't think they're, like, unionized at all in any way, shape, or form. So,
well, if they become unionized, just become taxis.
True.
Sorry, James Narcetti. I should have done this earlier, James. I apologize.
Literally got our wires crossed.
Just crossing the streams a little bit.
All right, well, my statement of the week is a big old KCOU salute to our friend and host who is leaving us, Matthew Terry. We have, what have we seen? We've seen football protests.
Yep.
We weren't really acquaintances freshman year, even though we both lived in the same dorm.
We knew each other. We were, like, decent enough.
Yeah, life. Well, we knew you through Mark Stanley.
Pretty much.
Another shout out there. But yeah, it's been a long run, and I know you're graduating now, and I was kind of hoping you'd be able to come back for the fall so we could at least, you know, have you on one more semester, but you know, it's just the way it is.
Yep.
But this last 4 years have been really great learning with you, and don't really know what else to say other than that, except that we're gonna miss you on the show, and I hope whatever you do next, you're gonna do a great job at it.
Thank you, James. Thank you for letting me be on this and taking over as one of the two new co-hosts for this year. My statement of the week is I am going to give a shout out to a group of people that have helped me all throughout college and that have really been some sort of inspiration for me to just keep fighting and to never give up. Even when things were looking down, I would always look towards them. And even though they've disappointed me and even though I've been angry at some points, I really just have to say, glory, glory, Tottenham Hotspur! A 3-goal comeback against Ajax in the second leg of Champions League. And we're going to the Champions League final.
I knew exactly where this was going.
This is such a Matthew Terry way for him to go out.
We should just like close out with this.
Thank you, James Stanley. Thank you, Chris Mitchell. Thank you, of course, to everyone at KCOU for a fantastic semester, for a fantastic 4 years, and for a fantastic 1 hour almost each and every Wednesday. Thank you to everyone who's listened for a second or for our entire run here on KCOU 88.1 FM for the semester. So thank you, good night, and glory, glory, Tottenham Hotspur.